What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of 5280 Nerd. I am one of your hosts, Micah McCartney.
And I am the other, Sean Porter. Thank you guys so much for joining us. This is episode 23, and it is our New Year's special. Hope you guys had a great Christmas. We did, for sure. We wanted to kind of wrap up our year. We're still enjoying family and friends, and if you listened to the last episode, we kind of mentioned that we wanted to kind of these next two episodes were going to be a little shorter, a little more to the point, because, like we said, we're out enjoying family and friends, and we hope you guys are doing the same, and we want you guys back out there and spending time with them.
Yeah.
So, we're just going to do a quick little New Year's special for you guys, kind of wrap up what we've done so far with our year and where we hope to take 5280 in the future. Big year coming up for us in 2016. I'm pretty excited about this episode. How about you, Micah?
I am. Yeah, I'm glad that we could at least give our listeners a little something. Didn't want to leave them hanging and be like, what the fuck? So they just took like a month off, you know, and then you guys would forget about us. And we don't want you guys to forget about us. So we thought, hey, we can do like a half an hour at least. We can fit in this time instead of the normal hour plus that we do. So really glad that we could find the time and get it going for this New Year's episode we have. But Sean, do you have any new New Year's plans this year that you're going to do?
Yeah, we're recording this just a little bit before New Year's as we're kind of getting ramping, roaring up to it. This year we're actually a couple friends of ours, myself and my wife, are going to go stay in a house up in the mountains. I guess. Live in Colorado, 5280 Nerd. So if you guys don't know, we have mountains here. It's like our main draw, I guess. So we're going to go do that. We're staying in a town up by Colorado Springs. And there's fireworks and gambling. So that's always fun. Just going to have a good time. Nice. Something we've never done before. It'll be good. How about you, man?
Well, for our listeners probably don't know, but my birthday is actually New Year's Eve, last day of the year, December 31st, and it's a great birthday to have. I love having my day at New Year's, because everyone's already partying anyway, and then when you're like, hey, it's my birthday, they're like, hey, here's more free alcohol, and I'm like, awesome! And it's just fun to party and laugh, and it's always a good time. So I'm going to probably, I don't know, we'll do a little get-together. I normally have my party like a week before, a little bit after Christmas, and then I go to someone's New Year's party, a good friend of mine, Grant, and we have a good little party at his place with everybody, so should be a good time, man.
Right on. Yeah, man. Lots of good time. So we have this series or section in our podcast that we always do. It's called 2 Cents, and it's just kind of where we review different things, and like movies, video games that we're playing or we're interested in or we want to share with you guys. We try to get as much in that section as we can so we could review stuff and let you know if it's worth buying or checking out. And this episode, we wanted to do something kind of special. We wanted to review our show, 5280 Nerd. We've been doing it for, this is our 23rd episode. This is our first, we didn't do it for a full year, but this is the first year that we've been doing it. This is our first New Year special. And we wanted to give you guys like a look at what we thought of what we've done so far. And we'd love to hear what you guys think of it, which some of you have reached out and we've become friends with some of you guys. So Mike, what do you think? What's your review of us so far?
I would say a big fucking F. Yeah. For failure. We suck. I wouldn't consume this product. So yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm fucking kidding. No, I think me and Sean have learned a lot. To our listeners who don't know, we've learned a lot from podcasting and grown from it, and I think we've gotten better at it. I think we don't get enough of you guys talking to us, reaching out to us. We love it. Like Sean said, we become friends with some of our listeners and play video games with them, and we're trying to create this community, and it's only going to get better. This is only 23 weeks of doing it. I can't imagine, you know, a year from now, how bigger this community is going to be. And we want you guys to be a part of that. You can say, I was there from fucking episode one. I was there from episode 23. And look at all this how big this podcast has gotten. And we want you guys to be a part of it. And we appreciate your support. But I think, you know, we work really hard and we hope that you guys enjoy this this little show that we do for you. But yeah, I'm pretty satisfied. We picked up pretty quick, Sean. I think we've done pretty good. But what do you think?
Yeah, man, I would agree. I feel like, you know, a couple months back, we kind of were hanging out one day and we decided to do this thing. We jumped on board and we did it, you know. We went out and bought podcasting mics, and I actually, I'm a graphic designer and web developer for a living, so the web part of it was a little easier for us to get down. But yeah, man, it's been fun. You know, if anything, you know, I would rate it a success just because of that fact. You know, like if we don't have a ton of numbers or like whatever, like that stuff will come and go. But as long as we enjoy doing it, and hopefully you guys enjoy listening to it, you know, if there's just one person out there even just listening, we appreciate it. And then, you know, we've had weeks where we've had a ton of people, and weeks that have fallen a little short. But we've had people all over the world listen from all these different countries. And yeah, man, it's just really cool meeting and hearing different people's opinions, and working with my best friend just to produce content that will hopefully you guys like, and do something that we try to do consistently and get together every week. And we try to do the most professional job we can. I know maybe you guys can't tell sometimes, but we do put a lot of effort into it. And we try to do what we can do. And we try to think of new ways to help grow the show and have more people listen to it and give you guys the content that you want. And I think the biggest reason we always ask for you guys to reach out to us and talk to us and let us know what you think about the show is because, you know, ultimately you guys are the people we're doing this for. And so we want to know what we can do better just to make you guys enjoy it more, and more people to join on and share in this community that we're trying to build. So I give us a solid good grade, maybe like a B minus or an A maybe. I don't know. I don't want to be conceited.
Yeah, I don't think we should say. We should actually, if you're listening, if you have Twitter, tweet at us, be like, hey, I give 5280 blah, blah, blah. Or let us know what you guys think. We're curious to know what you guys think we did for 2015. We want to know how we can get better. And the only way we can is if you guys talk to us. So
absolutely, yeah. Man. And something else before we move on really quick is I've always talked about Kevin Smith as an inspiration to me. And one of the biggest things that he's inspired me to do was a podcast. And he says on all of his podcasts, and we saw him live and he said it there as well, that podcasting is this awesome opportunity and it's an open forum to go out and share content with the world. You know, if you want to make a movie, you could go out and make a movie, but there's going to be a gatekeeper to making that movie. There's going to be somebody that has to put your movie on a screen. If you want to make a TV show, you could go out and make a TV show, but there's going to be a gatekeeper to who puts that on TV. Podcasting is the only medium that you could go out and just put it out in the world. You know, there's no FCC regulating it. You could go out and say whatever you want. You could jump on a podcast anytime and share information about what's interesting to you or conversations that you have with your best friend or whatever it is. And so I hope that we encourage you guys to be creative in whatever you do. If you want to do a podcast, go do it. You know, as we wrap up this year and we start another year, if you've always wanted to do a podcast and you listen to podcasts because you're interested in it like I was, go out and get yourself a mic and just do it. It's a fun thing, man. If anything, you just have a record of your voice. And another thing that Kevin Smith always says is that there's a million pictures of you out there. Everybody has a phone. Everybody takes pictures. But there's not a lot of your voice out there that's going to be heard. And podcasting is a great way to capture what you thought and what you said. And it's going to be on there forever. So, yeah, man. If anything, I hope you guys get that from this. We only do this because we wanted to, and it's a passion of ours. And we hope you guys enjoy it. And if you have a passion like that, you should reach out and get it. But yeah, that was my little rant for a second. But anyways, we're going to get into a little bit of news.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got some you know, it's the end of the year. We kind of wanted to review what we thought, you know, we're big gamers. We wanted to, you know, talk about what we thought the top games of 2015 were. And a lot of people, you know, on, you know, Polygon or IGN or Forbes or whatever, Game Informer, we kind of took into consideration all of these Game of the Year awards going out, and we just wanted to give a quick list, and, you know, if we forgot something on here, you let us know, and we'd love to talk to you about it. But these are the ones that we thought that were the best video games of 2015. You know, The Witcher 3, me and Sean did not play, but it got monster reviews of just, like, an incredible video game immersive experience. I can't wait to play it. I will buy it hopefully in the next week or two once I get some money after the holidays, because I do want to experience The Witcher 3. It looks like a great game. So, but definitely me and Sean both agree on Batman Arkham Knight. Like, would you agree, Sean? I think that is, like, between Star Wars, if Batman Arkham Knight had better more content with better DLCs, I think that would have won for Game of the Year for me personally. The game was immersive. It made you feel like Batman. The graphics were stunning. The storyline was on point. It covered all of the villains that you get to play. Penguin, Two-Face, Catwoman, the Riddler, the Joker. Incredible cast. Voice acting with Mark Hamill, incredible. The list goes on and on. This game was produced and made. It's a masterpiece. So definitely one of my favorite. It is my favorite Batman game of all time. So
I would totally agree, man. Me and Mike are both huge Batman fans, and anybody that's listening to the show knows that 100%. And this is like definitely the closest game where you feel like you're Batman. You're immersed in this experience. You have this big, huge Gotham play box to play in, and you get cool toys to play with and all this stuff. It's just a super fun game, great graphics. The story is wonderful. But yeah, I totally agree, man, 100%.
Yeah, and I just want to note that Destiny... The Taken King is not on this list because I'm still salty about their whole pay-to-win model with the new paying to level up. So just wanted to let anyone know who's like, oh, you guys play Destiny all the time. Why is it on there? Because we're salty, okay? This is bullshit.
A little upset.
We're no Destiny on this list. So anyway, moving right along. Sean, we have Metal Gear Solid 5. What'd you think of this game?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. Both of us played this. It kind of came in a weird time because there was a lot coming out, but we both enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. The graphics were always solid. Something I've always appreciated about Metal Gear was the attention to detail they put into every game. And to Kojima's credit, it's just always a flawless game. Something they've always done really well is their cutscenes are actual game animations. Opposed to like movie quality animations. So it's like a seamless experience always. It's just a good game, and the detail is always just incredible. So
that's a great point, Sean. The in-engine game experience is the same as the cinematic movie that it cuts to, which speaks to Kojima and his attention to detail and that experience of realism of you're this secret agent saving the world. And it was, it just makes the game that more immersive. Such a small detail, but has such a big impact on the person playing and experiencing that game. That's a great point. In a wonderful game, you could get days and days and days of content from this. It's a massive game. So they did good on not skimping on the content for Metal Gear Solid 5.
Agreed, man. So the next game we had on there was Star Wars Battlefront, which we play a ton. Right now, it's probably our favorite game, my favorite game, maybe of all time. I super enjoy it, love Star Wars to death, and they just did a phenomenal game with this so far. So
yeah, I agree. It's the graphics are next gen gaming. Just the sounds of crunching in the snow and the X-wing that sound of the X-wing shooting and the X-wings and the TIE fighter sounds and just all of the sounds of Star Wars are so incredibly well done. The voice acting, the when you play as the heroes, as Vader, Luke, Boba Fett, Leia, Han, they're all just incredible. It makes you feel it's the ultimate Star Wars multiplayer game. The best Star Wars multiplayer game ever made. I don't know if it's the best Star Wars game ever made, but the best Star Wars multiplayer game, hands down. DICE did a great job With making it not feel exactly like Battlefield, but it does have little hints of Battlefield in it. You can tell with the gameplay. Me and Sean named it our favorite game of the year for 5280, our first year. 5280 Nerd named it Star Wars Battlefront the best game of 2015.
Game of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I totally agree, man. It's a great experience from start to finish so far, and I feel like there's a lot to come. I know that there's a couple more DLCs coming in the next couple months, and a lot of fun stuff coming to it. And it being, you know, based on Battlefield and all those games, games that we've played a ton in the past, it made it a very comfortable and inviting experience. It wasn't hard to pick up really quick, and the gameplay was just very familiar to us. So, and it was just familiar gaming with fucking Luke Skywalker, so you can't beat that. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
it's the best of every world. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and moving down the list, we have Fallout 4, which came out, it's funny, man. I realized I never really played these games a lot in the past, and I've really gotten into it lately because I bought Fallout 4, and the whole gaming universe, it seems like either you love this game or you hate this game. Like, you're a diehard fan or you just want nothing to do with it. And I feel like I'm definitely, as I've started to play this game more and more, I'm definitely leaning towards the diehard fan of it. I really appreciate the story of it all. As the more I've read about it and learned about it, it actually, my version came with Fallout 3 as a free download. So I'm starting to play that as well a little bit here and there. And I want to dive into that. Yeah, man, it's a really good game.
Yeah, no, I haven't played Fallout 4. The only Fallout I played, I think I played Fallout 3 a little bit. I played Fallout New Vegas. I played that a lot. And it was all right. It was a fun game for the 360. But I love Bethesda. The studio is incredible. They've made tons of games that I love. I mean, I play ESO. So they made Elder Scrolls Online. Skyrim, I love. I think that's an incredible gaming franchise. So I respect Bethesda. I think they make good games. Maybe I'll dive into Fallout 4 when I have time, but I just haven't and really don't have the desire yet for it, but I'm sure I'll dive in eventually. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. The next game we have is Rocket League, which kind of took the gaming world by surprise. Not like the most super difficult, complicated games, but sometimes simple games are the best because they have a lot of nuance to them. Basically, it's soccer with cars. It was a huge PC game, and then it came out on PlayStation 4, and then it's coming out on Xbox One. But yeah, man, I've played it a few times on the PC version, and it's super fun, man. There's just something about it that's really addicting. The graphics are really well done. It's competitive, which is always a fun part of any game. So yeah, it's a huge game this year for some reason. Yeah. It just blew up and everybody enjoys it. So
yeah, and it's coming to Xbox One, so I can't wait to get my hands on it and actually play this game. It's going to be a blast. So very excited, very happy for the makers of Rocket League. I mean, this game was free to play on the PlayStation Plus. I mean, and it's crazy that a free to play game blew up that big. So kudos to them for making an addictive, fun game. So, very cool.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, so moving right along, the next down the list, we have Halo 5. I decided to put this on here. Halo is such a great franchise. This game has been long awaited for. I've talked to good friends of mine about Halo 5 and the problems that it has and what 343 Studios can learn from this. But ultimately, they delivered a product that I felt was good, and it was Halo, and it wasn't terrible. It wasn't what it should have been, in my opinion, but it's still a solid, great game. If you love Halo and you're a Halo diehard fan, you're going to love Halo 5. The multiplayer is still seamless and fun. Just, man, it is so competitive. The players that play Halo 5 online are so talented. So, yeah, Halo 5 is a great game. It's still classic to me, especially for an Xbox guy like me. I think it was worth mentioning. So, good game.
For sure, man. No, I agree. I played it. Still haven't played it a little bit. The graphics are phenomenal. And the story, like you said, it has crossed so many, like years and years and years of content. And people have a lot of fond memories, so it's good stuff, man. So we're going to jump into our top movies of last year, movies that we really enjoyed. And these aren't necessarily like the ones that won the most awards or whatever on the game side or on the movie side. These are just ones that we enjoyed a lot and we saw. The first one on top of our list was Jurassic World, which was a good movie, man.
I loved it. I thought that Jurassic World was definitely one of my favorite movies of the year. I was honestly thinking it was going to be a flop when I saw the previews. I mean, I'm a sucker for Jurassic Park. You know, I love Jurassic Park. I loved all of them. But I was like, I don't know how good it's going to be. When I saw it, broke all sorts of records. It was an incredible movie. Chris Pratt, love Chris Pratt. And, man, it was just the most exciting, fun movie to watch this year. So what a great surprise.
Yeah, man. You know, it was top of the box office this year so far, minus Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars, yeah.
Yeah, we don't really count that one as kind of 2015. That's kind of in a category of its own, and it will be for a long time. But outside of that, Jurassic World had hit over 650 million dollars in its gross, and its opening weekend was over $200 million. So they were killing it, man. They had a great year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what a 208 million on opening weekend is nothing small by any means. That's pretty incredible numbers. So
yeah, the next movie we had on here was Avengers: Age of Ultron. The Avengers series has always been great. Marvel, you know. I'm definitely a DC guy, I know Micah is, but Marvel really killed it as far as creating a seamless universe and developing its characters in such a great way and intertwining their movies and their stories. And yeah, man, you got to give it to them. As far as movies go, that it was definitely their year. The last couple of years, they really controlled the media world with just some great movies. So.
Absolutely. I loved Age of Ultron. I felt like that was a villain that I'm really glad that they explored. The voice actor, I'm forgetting his name. He was the guy who does the Blacklist on NBC, that show. He's a bald guy. Anyway, he was a really good casting option, I think. Marvel is consistently delivering good movies for their cinematic universe. I just wish, and I think DC will get, they're getting on board eventually and getting as good as Marvel. It's just taking them a little more time to find their sweet spot with movies. So but yeah, Age of Ultron was very well made, very well done, great cast, loved the movie.
Totally, yeah. What's his name? James Spader.
Yeah. I knew it was James something.
For sure. Yeah, no, I totally agree, man. They picked a great cast, and the people that play, like, you couldn't find a more perfect, Tony Stark or Thor. Like, they just, they casted them really well, and they've made great movies. So no arguments there. The Martian also came out this year. Ridley Scott movie. It's just another really good movie. Matt Damon had a phenomenal performance in that movie. The graphics were incredible. The cinematography was great. Just kind of flying through these last ones. Ant-Man came out and Mad Max Fury Road. Yeah, man, there's just a lot of action and adventure movies that are coming out, and how we've said for a while now, just the superhero and comic book realm is king right now. And seeing a movie called Ant-Man, which is like, never in a million years would I thought we would have an Ant-Man movie, which is incredible.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty incredible that Marvel is that good at their brand and their franchise that they can take a superhero like that and make it interesting, fun, cast it right with Paul Rudd, and he's going to be a part of the Marvel Universe going forward. So it wasn't a flop. It was a success, and kudos to them. That's pretty hard to do for a movie maker. So
for sure. He has a cameo in the next Avengers movie, or the
Civil War, like, Captain America, yeah.
Yeah, the next one that's coming out, he makes cameo. Oh no, it's Winter Soldier. Is that what it is? I don't know.
No, it's Civil War. Civil War. They already came out with the Winter Soldier. Yeah.
Yeah. No, sorry. Yeah, Civil War is coming out. He makes a cameo in that, and then there's actually an Ant-Man 2 coming out that it did so well, which is incredible. So, lots of good stuff coming out, man. And I think we have even more exciting stuff coming out in the future as far as movies go.
Agreed. We have a lot. So, Yeah, moving right along. What was our favorite TV series? We'll just kind of gloss through these. There was a good amount of TV shows that we just we didn't have time to name all of them. We just thought that we would give some good mentions. But we liked Better Call Saul. Prequel slash sequel to Breaking Bad, a show that me and Sean both love very much. Incredible cast, credible actors. Vince Gilligan, again, is killing it in the writing department. Daredevil was on Netflix, was masterfully done. What a great, great cast. Vincent Del Figaro, I think I finally pronounced his name right, played a great Kingpin. What a great villain he played. Great TV show. And then third, Into the Badlands. Me and Sean are totally hooked. I hope this gets renewed for 10 more seasons.
Yeah, definitely a breakout show so far. All those shows really good. Enjoying them all. Daredevil's kind of the first string in a line of shows Netflix is producing for Marvel. Jessica Jones just came out, working on a Nick Cage one. It's coming out after that. So yeah, man, lots of good stuff coming down the pipe as well, like kind of getting the first glimpses of what's coming in 2016. But as for, we heard all this other stuff, you know, movies and TV shows and games that we really enjoyed. Some stuff that we wanted to kind of, you know, everybody has like their resolutions for the new year, right? The things that they want to accomplish in the upcoming year. We have the same thing for 5280 Nerd. We have things that we want to do and we want to accomplish and goals that we want to share with you guys. So, Mike, why don't you jump off, you know, let us know what you think.
Yeah, I mean, something that me and Sean definitely are going to work a lot harder in the next year is we're going to have more guests. We had Eddie as our first guest from the Eddie and Jason and Chris show. Very popular with Adobe Radio. We were so honored to have him on, and what a fun time we had. Got to get to know him, you know, and what he liked in the nerd world. Then we had Rob Copeland on as a guest. Phenomenal Blizzard expert. Such a big part of the Blizzard community. We're just so blessed to have the guests that we had this year. I mean, by no means were they small people. They're very big in their own right, and we are honored to have them on the show. So our goal going forward is having a lot more guests, and not just anybody, people that you guys are like, wow, that's incredible, that's great, and check out their content. We want to deliver you guys with guests that are interesting, knowledgeable, and important in what we're talking about. So I think we can do better next year, and we will. So yeah, what do you think, Sean? What else?
No, yeah, I totally agree, man. I'm looking forward to having some new new faces and new voices, I guess, since we're a podcast, on the show, and get other people's perspective and give you guys even some more fresh new content. That's probably the biggest thing for me, is like just producing great content for you guys, putting in the time and really discovering what you guys want to hear and what you guys want to see us produce, and just being very mindful of what you guys have to say and sharing your guys' comments and really developing and growing this community that we're trying to build. So yeah, that's a big part for us as well.
A lot of good things to come in 2016. So keep staying tuned. Thank you again, guys. When you're doing something like this, you are so appreciative of people's support, and it'll never come out in words right how much we appreciate it. So thank you for your support and listening in this podcast, and we just love you guys, and thank you again. We can't thank you enough. So moving right along, we have some Q&A questions. Sean, you tell me, what games are you excited for in 2016?
You know, we mentioned it already. I played it Rocket League a little bit on PC, was totally hooked. Don't have a PC, kind of just played it on a whim at a friend's house. But it's coming to Xbox One, which I have an Xbox One, and I'm super excited for that. I think that's going to be really fun. Another game that I really enjoyed their series so far is the Mafia series that's coming out. Mafia 3 is the next one that comes out. It's just, the Mafia 2 was a great game. This new one has kind of a different flair and a different story. But their storytelling is great, and it always has a lot of entertaining moments, for sure. Yeah, man, those are kind of my top two, and Crackdown sounds great, too. I know you played that a lot, and I know that's one that you're definitely looking forward to.
Yeah. No, for me, Crackdown 3 is probably at the top of the list. It's between that or For Honor, the new Ubisoft game.
Totally.
That looks incredible, but for me, Crackdown 3 and For Honor is the games I'm looking forward to the most. Halo Wars 2, I think, is going to be a blast. Fable Legends, I liked the Fable series, wasn't a huge fan of it, but I'm still excited for the new game. And then the new Gears of War, which we haven't heard a lot about, Sean, but people are speculating in the E3 in 2016 they're going to have a release date, and it'll probably be for holiday next year. That's what people are speculating. But either way, the new Gears of War I'm very excited for as well.
Nice, man. Yeah. So what are some movies that you're most excited about for 2016?
Yeah, New Year's, still talking about movies for 2016. I mean, top of the list being Sean, Batman vs. Superman.
Boom. Biggest point.
Number
ever.
One. Yeah. Oh, dude.
Cannot wait.
It's going to be fucking incredible. Yeah. The whole Justice League, you know, Doomsday is going to be in it, Wonder Woman. It's not just Batman vs. Superman and that whole great story. You know, you got Lex Luthor, and it just goes on and on. Great actors, great cast, great director. This movie's going to be incredible. That's number one at the list for both of us. But Deadpool with the Ryan Reynolds, I know, is pretty anticipated. Sure. He's going to be a great Deadpool, so yeah. I mean, what else, Sean? What else do you think?
We talked about it a little bit already, but X-Men Apocalypse is coming out. We talked about this in a couple episodes ago. That looks great. I know we're reaching the end of Wolverine, you know, as far as, like, Hugh Jackman playing him.
Hugh Jackman,
so I don't know if he's... I think he's supposed to make a cameo in this. Hopefully he does. There's a new Ninja Turtles movie that's coming out that looks kind of good, actually. I'm a huge Ninja Turtles fan. The first one was pretty terrible, but this one looks kind of fun. It has Bebop and Rocksteady. Looking forward to that. Suicide Squad, huge movie coming out. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's probably number two on the list as far as hype, because Jared Leto's Joker, I just can't wait. And then you got the new Ghostbusters, Sean. That looks pretty good. Yeah,
the all new female cast.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited to see what they come up with. I know Warcraft's coming out. Blizzard's kind of first feature film movie. And then we have Captain America Civil War, of course, which is very anticipated. And then you got a fun one that me and Sean like. Zoolander was funny, and Zoolander 2 is coming out next year.
For sure. So, honorable you know, there's mention. A lot of sequels coming out. You know, Star Trek Beyond is another one. I thought the movies that they've had in the past have been all great. Yeah, man, there's so many movies coming out. I know Gambit's supposed to come out in 2016.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's actually going to make it or not.
Yeah.
Kind of rumors.
I just heard they were changing recently off topic. The director, they're trying to find a new director, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a mess.
You would think they got to get this all done if they want to get it. It's scheduled to release in 2016, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of good movies, man. A lot of good stuff coming out. Can't wait. It's going to be another fun-filled year full of movies and superhero fandom, so
yeah, very exciting, good things. But Sean, my final question for you for this New Year's episode is, what is your New Year's resolution? What is, you know, our New Year's resolution for, you know, 5280?
For sure. For I guess for myself, it would be I don't know, man. You're probably just getting older, getting up in the years, you know. Not really, I'm like 30, coming up on 33. But yeah, man, just getting in shape, being healthier, I guess, is like a big thing for me that I want to do this year. And I know that's kind of cliche or whatever, but I don't usually make resolutions, and so for me to make a resolution is something I really want to actually do. I kind of reserve that for like a legitimate thing that I actually want to try. So yeah, man, just being more active and healthier, which starts with podcasting and sitting at home. So
yeah, exactly, and playing video games, which we
huge
love to do.
Huge things that mean, are involved in just becoming a healthy lifestyle. So
that's a part of the nutritional pyramid is playing video games.
And pizza, right?
So, yeah, exactly. That's awesome, man. No, I'm the same way. Yeah, I know our podcasters, our listeners don't give a shit about our health, but I need to get healthy too. That's a good news resolution. But yeah, for me, like, I'm getting married next year. There's a lot of things. So much is going on in 2016. But for me, probably the most is, yeah, I want to focus on really just being better at podcasting, being better at trying to get some really big guests. Next year, I want to freak our listeners out and get like some. And we have Kevin Smith. You're on. Yeah, that'll never happen. But I would like to get some big guests next year. So that's my goal. I think I can do it with the help of Sean. And very excited for 5280 next year, where it's going
to
go.
So. Yeah, I definitely agree. For the show, my resolutions are very similar. Want to get some big guests, want to grow it. Want to share this with a lot more people and grow our community, and definitely want to be better at podcasting. I want to give you guys the best content and show that we can give you every time. But yeah, man, that's definitely an echo of both of our hearts. Yeah, but thank you guys so much. Like we said, we're cutting it a little short. We want you guys to enjoy your New Year's. Wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, be safe. Don't drink and drive, because DUI suck and they'll cost like $10,000. So don't do that. But have a good time. Enjoy life. Make some resolutions. Get into a little trouble. Not too much trouble. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. This has been a great year. We're really looking forward to 2016. We can't wait to see what it brings. We love 2015. Brought along our podcast. Yeah, man, just a lot of good stuff coming, and we're really excited.
Happy New Year, 2015. Ask on.
Yeah, there you go, guys. If you have any questions, or you want to let us know what your resolution was for this year, if you want to, tell us what you thought of our show, you want to give us a review or whatever, you can reach us on Twitter and let us know. At 5280 Nerd, you can reach myself at Sean H. Porter. You can reach Micah at
Vash0077.
Yeah, guys, and if you like that sweet, sweet noise coming in your ears right now, go on to iTunes and just let them know that you love us. That you're like, my favorite thing in 2015 was 5280 Nerd, and that's where you're going to go right on iTunes right now. Do you hear that? You like that sexy noise coming in your ears right now? Good. Embrace it. Subscribe it.
Sweet, sweet nectar.
Gross. I'm getting grossed out right now. Okay, guys. We love you guys. We hope you have a great year. Check out our website, 5280nerd.com. Hope you have a wonderful year. Peace, 2015.
Later, 2015.
Bye-bye.
Sure.